There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's our last show together. It's going to be a fun one. We've done 3 and a bit years.
Yeah.
Yep, the ship has sailed. Every ship has to be put into retirement, doesn't it, before it gets old and it starts to sink?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, and we've been to some pretty exotic places, haven't we? You know, you went out to the Far East. Where was it you went? Was it Cambodia? Yeah, that was...
I went to Canada, Toronto, Montreal as well. That was really cool.
I went out to Japan, to Kyoto, and the cruise, of course, as well.
The cruise.
Yeah, don't mention the cruise, whatever you do.
Let's just move on to new music.
New music is what we're talking about today, and 30 Seconds to Mars. Are you a fan?
Am I a fan of 30 Seconds to Mars? I think I probably bop along when they come on the radio. I don't think I'd seek them out necessarily. I'm surprised that you're a fan.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. You know, I'm not really a fan, but I thought, let's give this a roll. It's a new album from them. It's called America. And it's, in fact, the fifth studio album released from the band. Of course, the frontman, Jared Leto, he's pretty well known. He's acts as well. He's in movies. And he's quite a character. And it's interesting, you know how bands do promos for albums, they'll, you know, maybe go and do interviews in radio stations or whatever. You know what he did to promote this album? Because it's called America. He went and hitchhiked around America.
Did he really?
Which is, I think it's pretty cool, actually.
Did he have a disguise when he did it, or did he do it as himself?
He did it as himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't know if I picked him up.
Well, that was a question he was asked. You know, why did he go and hitchhike around America?
I'm really curious about people. And whether it's at our concerts and, you know, bringing people up on stage throughout the night, whether it's turning our cameras on people, which we've done for a decade. We make these documentaries and these music videos that are focused on our audience. I love to shine a light on them. I think it's interesting. I'm interested. So I think it comes from a really organic place. The trip across the country was really cool to do because I took that trip as a kid. And I had a backpack and a couple $100 and I slept on the beach in Venice. And that changed my life. So it was fun to kind of do it again. It was fun to visit some of the places we're going to tour. And, you know, you put an album out, you have an opportunity. You can make a press release and, you know, put your face on the album cover and... sometimes that's enough, but we just wanted to have a different adventure.
Yeah, and I'm sure he did. Hitchhike around America, why not?
Yeah, that sounds really fun. I think I might be a fan now, depending on what this new music sounds like.
Yeah, he's a bit off the wall. Anyway, the new album, as I said, it's called America, and I've gone for a track called Dangerous Night from 30 Seconds to Mars.
We burn and we play, we try to forget, but the memories left are still haunting. The walls that we built from bottles and pills, we swallow until we're not talking. I am a man on fire. You, a violent desire. What a dangerous night to fall in love. Don't know why we still hide what we've become. Do you wanna cross the line? We're running out of time. A dangerous night to fall in love. Started a stranger, a lover in danger, the edge of life, the face of an angel, the heart of a ghost. Was it a dream? I am a man on fire. You, a violent desire. Do you wanna cross the line? We're running out of time.
30 Seconds to Mars, then, the album America, and something there called A Dangerous Night. Jared Leto on lead vocals, what do you think?
I think it's too poppy for me. My tastes are changing as I'm getting older, and that's just too young for me.
Looking at the genre, it's electronic and art pop, is what it's been labelled as. Arty pop.
Arty pop.
Yeah, anyway, there we are. That's our first new album in the new music review today. What have you managed to dig up?
Oh, I think I'm going to impress you, Mark Lloyd.
Okay.
So I've gone for a British singer and songwriter. You will definitely know. She's just released her 21st album. Now, if that's not working hard, I don't know what is. Before we hear one of her new songs, I want to take you back to 1983, when this was playing in the supermarket as you shopped for your Frosties.
I want to try.
Yeah, you'd have to stop your trolley, wouldn't you, in the supermarket if that came on. John Armour Trading.
I can just see myself as a four-year-old sliding around the kitchen liner with my socks to this.
It's such a good song. Such a great song.
So yeah, Joan Armour Trading. Just last week, she released her new album. It's called Not Too Far Away. She's going to be taking it on the road. She prefers, as she told us when she was on the Graham Norton show last week, to travel without a big band.
I had a great time. It was wonderful. I mean, usually when you're with the band, you're with a lot of other people, and then you've got a lot of crew and a lot of buses and tours. And this time I just took five, still a lot of people, but I just took five people with me, and it felt so nice. Felt very freeing.
Yeah, yeah.
This time I'm going on tour, I'm just taking one other person.
Cutting it down every time, isn't she?
She is, yeah. That song is such an iconic one. It would be hard to top. She had another big hit called Love and Understanding as well.
Yeah, she's had a few, actually.
Yeah.
So this is one of her favourite tracks on her new album. She performed it on the Graham Norton show just last week. See what you think of it.
The hours go slowly when you close the door, and you leave me here by myself. How do I fill my days when I feel so sad that your warmth has gone away? My lip to stop the tears, but the tears come anyway. I like it when we're together. I don't care if I'm selfish. I want you to stay. Everything, every single thing, everything I do because I love you. I'm not built to be alone, you know. Just when I'm on my own, no need to be opposite sides of doors, no need to talk through walls. I hate that hollow stomach feel when you turn and walk away. I like it when we're together. I don't care if I'm selfish. I want you to stay. Everything, every single thing, everything I do because I love you. I like it when we're together. I don't care if I'm selfish. I want you to stay. Everything, every single thing, everything I do because I love you. I know I make you feel the guilt, and my reasons are emotional. But we can deal with all demons in their various appearance. Let's remind ourselves how far we've come. Let us look at how we really feel. If we turn from each other,
picked another winner again, haven't you?
You like it, don't you?
I love it.
It's quite satisfying, me picking stuff and you really liking it and feeling like, oh, I wish I'd found that.
I didn't even know John Amitriding had released a new album. That's another one that I missed.
Only on the 18th of May, though.
Really? So it's very new.
And that was called I Like It When We're Together, Joan Armatrading of Drop the Pilot fame. Her new and 21st album is called Not Too Far Away, if you want to go find it, out last week. Currently at number 30 on the official album chart, so making it, climbing its way up there.
Not doing bad.
No. We're going to have one more each for you in the new review when we come back. Now, last week, do you remember I brought Arctic Monkeys in?
Yes.
And they had got mixed reviews because they had a completely new sound. They'd reinvented themselves, totally different. Since last week, they have become the biggest seller on vinyl in the last 25 years.
Seriously?
Huge. It's gone straight to number one in the chart. I've got another artist who has come back after 3 years away with a completely different sound as well.
Yeah, and so have I. I've got an artist who's, I must say, he's a bit off the wall and perhaps, you know, not always my cup of tea. But again, he's gone in another direction and we'll be hearing who he is and what he's done when we come back.
Thank you for tuning in today and keeping us company. We are in the middle of the new review. I'm going to go first this time.
Yeah, go on.
All right.
Dive in. You did a great album with that Joan Armatrading. What you got for us next?
I've got another May 18th album release for you. Now, it's called Electric Light, and it's from a man who has fashioned a glistening new sound without losing his old folk roots. He was here in 2015, and if you were a Dubai 92 listener sometimes, then you will have heard this track from his first album, Chaos and the Calm, a lot back then. I was playing it on The Breakfast Show, remember this?
But now we call against the tide. Those distant days are flashing by.
You remember that?
Definitely. It was a big hit. Great song.
Great song. It's taken him 3 years to produce the second album. He's got a lot to live up to. 3 Grammy nominations for the first album. So he says he was inspired by the modernist abstract soul of Frank Ocean and the signature Minneapolis snap of 80s era Prince for this next one. Every single song has got a different sound, from French horns to blues ballads to gospel to house funk. I really like that it's different. It's kind of split an opinion amongst the critics. Some say that it is completely, it's just too out there for you to like it because it's too many different genres all at once.
Okay.
Whereas I kind of like the journey that it takes you on. Definitely an album I'm going to be buying. This is the first track he released from it, and it's called Wild Love. Let us know what you think of it.
To say to you now, standing right in front of you, don't know how to fade in and out, don't know how to play it cool, lose a little guard, let it down, we don't have to think it through, we've got to let go. I wanna give you wild love, the kind that now slows down. Wanna take you higher, little heart's really the only sound. I wanna go where the lights burn low in your only mind. I wanna give you wild. Try to call you, to feel you close from the runway. Tokyo, let's leave the atmosphere disappear. There's always something left to lose, but I wanna give you wild love. But kinda now slows down. We wanna take you higher. Where the hearts be the only sound. And I wanna go where the lights burn.
Yeah.
James Bay, Wild Love, another winner we've got there. It's a mishmash, isn't it? So at first you don't quite know what to make of it, but it really grew on me.
I bought it. Do you think it's going to be added to your collection?
No, it's not a buyer for me, but I appreciate the
What's
album.
A buyer for you?
I'm still collecting lots of old soul albums, which is my genre, my kind of thing.
Joan Armatrading, will she get
Yeah,
in
that
there?
That could get definitely could get in there. Yeah, that could get in there. Nice choice. Awesome. I'd give that I don't know if we did ratings of 5 out of 5 for that one. My next one, he's a bit off the wall, is this lad, but you know, he's very innovative, very artistic, and he's called his latest album Boarding House Reach. And I'm talking about Jack White. And he was asked the question, you know, this is a real kind of tangent for him. It's very different. It's his third album that he's put out. So what kind of album did he really want to make?
I just wanted the music to tell me what to do. It's just to not get in the way of it and let the music be in control. You know, if your ego gets too involved and you start telling it what to do, I think that's when I personally... don't work very well with it. It's when the music is in control and directs us. That's what I like to see happen. But I think that's what's good too, because you end up having an album with lots of different personalities. A lot of times they're just words that get triggered, you know, something that pops in your head, something someone said in a conversation at breakfast or something, and that triggers a sentence and that triggers a paragraph, a verse, and on and upwards it goes. You know, nobody knows where they come from. I mean, no songwriter really can tell you where they're actually coming from. You just become some kind of strange antenna. I don't know what it is.
So that's Jack White then, talking about this album, Boarding House Reach. It's started off its recording in Nashville, and then he went to New York and to LA to finish things off. And here's the lead single from the album. It's called Connected by Love.
Don't you know what I'm suffering from? Ease my pain, make it wash out with the rain. Relieve me and put it up on your tail. Take it away and give it to somebody. To know me best, you chose me out of all of the rest. Take me home with you and help me forget. Let's take the worst and somehow turn it into the best. Cause I know.
So there he is, Jack White, with his latest album, Boarding House Reach, just been released on the 23rd of March, not too long ago. Connected by Love, kind of gospel singing going on in the background of that.
I really like that one.
Did you like it?
It was a good choice, yeah. Really good.
Yeah, so Jack White there. We've had some goodies. James Bay has been on the show today as well. And Joan Armatrading, that was pretty amazing.
I think the weakest link this time was probably 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Definitely,
Jared Leto.
100%, he did. Sorry, Jared, but you didn't get in the winner's enclosure this week.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.